The medical inspector stared into my eyes. I knew what he was looking for. I'd been told all about it. The inspector was looking for signs of trachoma in my eyes and for madness behind them. He couldn't stare for long. No one could. He saw nothing that was going to send me back. To my left, another inspector drew a large L on a shoulder with a brand new piece of chalk. L was for lung. I knew the signs. I'd been seeing them all my life. The man with the brand new L had already given up. He collapsed and coughed and had to be carried away. An E on the shoulder meant bad eyes. Another L meant lameness. H was for heart. SC was for scalp. X was for mental. The guard stood back and I walked the few steps to the next desk. I let my heels clip the Spanish tiles. Two beautiful sisters held each other as they were pushed back. Without parents or children, they were likely to fall into bad hands, waiting for them on the Manhattan or Jersey wharfs. If they were lucky, they'd be kept on the island until relatives were found to take them. Less lucky, they'd be pawed, then let through. Less lucky still, they'd be deported, sent back before they'd arrived. I handed my passport and papers to the Immigration Bureau officer. He opened the passport and found the $10 note I'd left in its centre. The note was gone before I saw it missing. Then came the catechism, the questions I couldn't get wrong. He handed me a sheet of paper. "Could you read this for me, sir?" "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union." He picked up a rubber stamp and brought it down on top of a card. I read the stamp. "Admitted." "Welcome to America," he said. It was America, not just the USA. America was bigger than the States, bigger than the world. America was everything possible.